Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station, and I am your host, Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. I'm so excited this evening. We have a very awesome guest who has been featured on our show before, Mr. Zach One, but we're going to learn some more, and he's going to bring us up to date with what he's doing this evening. And as soon as he calls in, we will definitely get it started. But let's get it off and popping with some of his interesting music and with great vibes and energy flowing in it. He's repping the Cali area. So we're going to play his song, one of his cuts, until he comes into the building. This is Mr. Zach One with comma D.
Lightweight leakage, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with your boy Comedy, ZZ1, Zach Zuccaro, you know what I'm saying? The mayor, baby. We get this paper in any form or fashion. International with it, you smash it, baby. What's happening, comma? You know what I'm saying? Let these haters know, man. Paper.
I got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. I get the dope shipped in and out, even see the boat. I get the coke shipped in and out, need to see the boat. I get that price real low and you all need to see the quote. Just now. We go to war like Beirut, make it rain like the tropics, make it quake like the bay do. Big weight like the Samoan, you could call me a straight Uconiac, straight from France, and I don't fuck with no gray goose. Bucks in my iris, got luck like the Irish. Time to ball like a Saudi, catch me stuck on an island. Black Hawaiian, say you ballin', quit lying, quit trying. My trick riding like the KGB, opium hopping GHB. Suckers know my whole CeeLo and criteria. Superior flow, ice cold like snow in Siberia. So just grab your globe and spin it, you know the business wherever it lands. Fully your folks don't care.
Got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. Got Afghani hash on Canadian smoke. Colombian bitch, my suit straight from Italy. Straight from hell like Antarctica. Ice like the Philly. I got the Mexican plug on Peruvian coke. Got Afghani hash on Canadian smoke. Colombian bitch, my suit straight from Italy. Snow like Antarctica. Ice like the Philippines.
Canaries won't stop chirping in my ear. Shut up. Yellow diamonds, white diamonds, blue diamonds, queer. What up? I got more stacked in a pancake platter. Sunday morning, got her moaning. Who moaning? Your wifey's moaning. We boning. Corona double fisted. Get the swish and twist it, let's blow. Find me sliding in the skull. Find me riding through the I feel this beat like I feel myself. Only protection, a weapon, a condom, a seatbelt. Custom detail, a po-po don't like me. Smell like 3 or 4 pounds, got in a fight with my white tee. Whoop, whoop. Fuck those people. Here's the church, now here's the steeple. Straight for the skylark, to Nissan Armada. Got more candy stashed in it than a fucking pinata. I do a lot of,
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Mr. Zach One plugging with comma D. Zach is our featured guest for this evening, and we are waiting for him to arrive in the building, but let's keep it rocking with more of his music and some tracks. We're going to feature his Bade Out with featuring Killer Keith and Selsky. All right, let's get it in until we are getting
around. Everywhere I go, I'm hearing motherfuckers trying to steal my flow, but it's okay. I got K's and SK's. I'm too sick. set in my ways, you get caught in the maze. You feel me? I'm born this age, it's purple and fat. I watch my front, my left side, my right, and my back. I keep my eyes open, my ears to the street. Everybody's a victim, so I always keep eat. And I roll around with niggas just like me. Doors open, gas and brake, that's how we get hypey. Fresh to death in my bows and my Nikes. Probably why niggas hate me, but they bitches still like me. I'm the most underrated, but I still get chips. Every day a different car and a bitch. Heater hugging my hip, this the way I get down. 4 pounds, spin your car like a merry-go-round.
Catch me riding with my 49er jacket on. Matching beanie, your softer who we smashing on. We represent the Bay, Giants, Raiders, A's. Got them sharks in San Jose, Warriors from the Golden State. Hustling on the Golden Gate, busting heads and holding weight. 916-530-209-707-408-415-510. To the 650, got love for the whole day, but now I'm repping Redwood City. Cause you know that I gotta represent. Disrespecting, no, I gotta let them rip like rat-a-tat-tat. I've been had them automatic like we was living up in Nevada. So grab them guns if you really tryna talk to me. By now you should know there ain't no short stopping me. Better off popping me up in my head with Chrome Bay Area. Representing till I'm dead.
Draw broke, don't get your wig split. Hit a nigga with a 9mm or the 4-5. Don't you know that we start shit? Dump quick, leave your dead tooth to your head. Leave your shirt bloody red, cause you're fucking with a hard head. Get hypey, get pumped, nigga, get pumped. You fuck with me, you might get dumped. You know we ride gold things in the summer. And when I ride, I gotta keep a thumper. That chrome thing shining like my diamonds. And my block stay hot, just like an iron. They want me dead and locked up in confinement. They don't wanna see a young nigga out there shining. That's why I stay getting chick fucked. And I stay ballin' like the L.A. Clippers. Now watch the move that works from turf to turf. And if you in the way, you will get murked.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. That was our featured guest for this evening with Bade Out featuring Killer Keith and Selsky. All right, I just want to send a quick shout-out to everyone in the chat room. Thank you for hanging out with us this evening. All of you guys that's hanging out on the switchboard, thank you. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Miss Poetic E, holding it down with you in the evening time. I see that our guest has arrived in the building, so I'm just going to give him his proper due, and let me introduce you to him. He was back on the show in June 29th of this year. He brought the fire then, and he's bringing it again. And, you know, he's been doing this thing for a long time, ever since he's been in high school. He's been featured in over 200-plus songs, repping the Bay Area. And I am so excited to have him come back and let us know what he's doing now. You know, if you haven't seen it, I posted on my Facebook page his video. And, you know, we're going to hear some more of his new music this evening. But help me welcome Mr. Zach One to the show. Zach, welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station.
How you doing, Miss Michelle? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great since I hear your voice.
Oh man, I'm feeling better to be here. I'm blessed, you know. I feel blessed with the opportunity to be back on the air with you and you know, talk to everybody, let them know what's going on with me.
All right,
thank you for having me.
Because I'm so excited.
Yeah, you know I am too. You know I'm always excited to talk to you.
You know, Zach, when the last time you come, you created a real buzz and people, you know, felt your energy, they felt your music. And why don't we just get started and let them know, you know, what you're doing now. We're excited to hear about that.
Well, man, I'm just, you know, I'm doing so much, you know, inside and outside of the booth. Nowadays, you know, we got videos lined up. You know, I got, you know, shout out to the home team, the core. We got a lot of stuff going, you know, as far as photography. You know, my partner Rick's in the building, you know, Juanillo, JC, we in the building tonight. You know, shout outs to them and everybody else listening. But you know, we got you know, I just dropped a mixtape with my partner M. Dot Brando, co-starring the Kid Rated R, Ed Doja, Mac L, a lot of people from the Bay Area, Irrelevant, are all up on there. And, you know, we're really trying to push that right now. We did a video for that. You know, we got 10,000 views in 5 days off that. So it was a good buzz going off that. And so we're doing the follow-up video to that. Hopefully next weekend we're getting this in, depending on the weather out here and whatnot. So, you know, that buzz will keep that going. It's hosted by DJ Stunna, which is a big DJ out there in New York. Shout-outs to my people all out in New York, Black Tears, Joe Black, you know, JP, you know, my partner in Slime, you know what I mean? And, you know, we're just getting it in. Sun Rays out there, you know, King Zeno, Stretch Bills, you know. I mean, I got a lot of things going in the East Coast right now. I got a lot of connections out there, and I'm trying to get out there and bring my music out there. I just got a big feature with Chinx Drugs. I'm about to be in the lab tomorrow, lacing that up, sending that out to New York. And, you know, we got some DJs out there ready to play that joint and stuff. So we got the streets on fire right now. We're just trying to, you know, keep it lit. That's how we do it, you know, trying to get to the D and come see you.
Yes, you are definitely going to be coming to the D very soon. You know what?
Shout out to the D. What's up to the D? What's going on in the D?
Yes, yes, baby. We holding it down here. You know what? I am so excited, Gimme, because I watched your video and I was like, oh my goodness, this is just awesome. You guys really look like the Sopranos up in there.
Oh yeah, we're trying to do it real large. You know, like I said, it's the real life Soprano, so you know, it runs in the blood. I'm Sicilian, you know, so that's a big part of what I do. You know, I mean, it's just an everyday thing. You know, I mean. You know, everybody out there listening, you know, pick up the album because it's hot. You definitely got to get it. You know, shout outs to M. Brando, the Beat Seller Camp, the Core, everybody that helped out on the whole project. You know, my boy P.I. that's on it. I mean, it's hot. Everybody's really got to listen to that. It's on Bandcamp under Zach One. That's all you got to look for. It's the album of Real Life Sopranos Volume 2. You know, I know you got a chance to hear it, Michelle. So,
yeah.
You know.
Why don't you take us through the journey of I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. It was on you.
Why don't you take us through the journey of putting that video together? Because, you know, the last time I watched one of your videos, I said, you know, it's done so professionally, and it's really, you know, it's really top-notch. You know, and a lot of people, they put out videos, but they don't really put, you know, the time and energy into, to, you know, create something, a quality product. Tell us, you know, how you guys came about, you know, bringing that all together.
Well, you know what, that was a bit, I got to give a real big shout out once again to, you know, the Beat Seller and M. Brando on that one, because he came up with the whole treatment for that one, and he worked real hand in hand with the editor. Shout outs to Los 415 Vision, Bay Area 415 Vision, you know, who shot the video and edited it. But, you know, my boy M. who co-stars with me on the whole project, really worked hand in hand with him as far as writing the whole treatment for the video and sitting down and actually editing the whole video. And, you know, I was just sitting back, you know, at the house just waiting for the email, you know, when am I going to get this? When am I going to get this? And I finally got it, and I was just so excited to see it, man. They did a great job. And like I said, we got the follow-up coming hopefully this weekend. Everything goes right, then we're going to have the follow-up video to that. And it's pretty much like part two to the storyline. If you watch the first video, you know, which is on YouTube under We Still Real, Zach One, M. Brando, SF to Redwood City. So you look that up and you'll see what I'm talking about. There's a whole storyline to it. You know, it's got the timeline and everything like that. And it's a really good video. You know, like Michelle said, we put a lot into it. So you should really check that out, and that'll give you an idea, you know. That ain't just the videos. We do everything quality like that, and it's like whatever, it's what you put into it, you know what I mean? I mean, you can do a half-ass job on anything, but it's going to show in the long run, and, it's, you know, I treat my videos like I treat my music. It's like I put everything into it, so, you know, every video you're going to see from here on out is going to be real big, and once again, I got to shout out the Core, because Chubby Greens and the Core is the team right now. And that's what we're going to be putting down, and they're going to be behind me all the way, backing me, and we're going to be putting out some major league stuff that's going to turn some heads. Like, I mean, these ones that we're doing right now is through my boy Los, like I said, but the ones that we got planned in the future, like on a way bigger scale, we got some real big stuff coming. I don't even want to talk about it too much because, you know, I don't like jinxing stuff, but I know it's going to happen, so.
Yeah, sometimes you got to keep the little things under in reserve a little bit until.
I mean, I'm just so excited, man, because, you know, I mean, we've been building up to a certain point, and we're really ready. I mean, you know, we're ready to spread our wings and get out and really do some big things. So, You know, I'm excited. I got energy. I'm ready to go. So, you know, I know the whole team is. And, you know, so I'm just ready to go. Let's do it.
You know, I feel your energy just coming through the airwaves. You know, I really feel that energy, and I know what that energy is when you definitely when you're involved with the project, and you know it's just everything is going right, and you know you're on point with everything. So I know that energy that I'm feeling, I'm getting it from you. You know that you know again talking about the video and how the quality is done. You said there's going to be another part to this, or there has already been another part?
No, this is actually, that was part one that you're talking about. I mean, it wasn't really mapped out like that when we first started it, but what happened was for the first one, like I said, my partner M.Dot Brando had wrote the script to that, and for the second one, I just wrote the script to this one because I've been getting heavy into writing the treatments and storyboards for the videos. So I've wrote a few so far, but we haven't actually gone out and shot any of them yet, so I haven't got to see how they would come out. But this is the first one that I've done, and I wrote it pretty much as a part two to the first one. So this is going to be like a, you know, part two to the story. So you never know. We might even do a part three to this. I'm definitely going to do, you know, continue the story because I'm modeling, you know, my mixtape series after the Sopranos, you know, seasons. So each volume of the Sopranos, each season of the Sopranos, I'm going to have a volume for the mixtape, and that's what I modeled the mixtape cover after, and that's what I'm modeling every mixtape cover after is each season, you know, we're going after that.
Oh, I like that.
So if you really pay close attention to detail, the first volume I'm dropped, which is available for free on datpiff.com, we did the cover the same way as the, you know, same style as season one, and this one is a similar way we did you know, just like season two. So
Okay. Now, you know what, Zach, what keeps you passionate about making, you know, making this music? A lot of people, they get in the music industry, they do, you know, a couple of things, but then they drop off and, you know, hear them anymore doing anything with the music. What keeps you passionate about music?
I think it's just my love for the music, you know, and my passion for it. It's just because, you know, I mean, I just know I have the talent and I have a lot of faith in myself, and enough people tell me that they want to hear my stuff, and, you know, I have that demand to where, you know, I mean, I got to keep my people happy and give them that quality, and I've been doing that for so long without being heard in certain areas that, you know, a lot of people just tell me, you know, you need to be heard in the places and you need to get your music out there, you know, and I know a lot of artists are like that, but, you know, I've been really pushing for a long time. I put everything into every project I do, and everything you hear from me is quality. So, I mean, anybody that hasn't heard about me, all you really have to do is Google Zach1, Z-A-K-1, and something will come up, some link somewhere, some video, some song, you know, and just listen to it. It's going to be something hot, I guarantee it. And, you know, I mean, my passion is taking me a long way, you know, and like I said, I got a lot of stuff in the future planned that's really got me excited to be where I'm at right now, because when you work hard, it really does pay off. And, you know, I know there's a lot of young artists out there that are looking at the game like, you know, it costs so much to do this and it costs so much to do that. And that's true. But, you know, if you work your way up to a certain point, some of these things start, you know, going downhill a little bit more to where people start offering their services to you because they see what you're doing and they want to be part of that. And, you know, you just got to keep your head up and look at the glass half full, you know what I mean? Because things will change if you put that work in and you show people that you have that drive and you have that faith in yourself, you know, because no one's going to have faith in someone that doesn't have faith in themselves, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Now, what do you have some artists that you want to work with in the major part of the industry? You know, you see yourself working with in the future?
Oh, definitely. Like I said, I just got I just did a hot track with Chinks Drugs, who's really big in the East Coast. You know, shout out to the Coke Boys and their whole movement, French Montana. You know, everybody knows, you know, that's a big movement they have out there. So there's a lot of people on the West Coast that don't really know about that. And, you know, when I go out to the East, there's a lot of people that do know about that. So that's why I did that. That's why I made that move and went out there and got that feature, because I want to be, you know, recognized in that area, in that region, that, you know, that I mess with the big dogs, because, out here, I've pretty much done shows and had features with some of the biggest and hottest artists that have came out of the Bay Area. You know, I've done stuff with Keith the Sneak. I did a show with him. You know, we did I did a song with Burner, Hood Stars. You know, I mean, all the big names that you could think of from the Bay Area. I did a song with Mac Dre. I mean, rest in peace, Mac Dre. It's crazy, actually, that you played the song tonight with Killer Keith on it, because he just passed away yesterday. Rest in peace, Killer Keith. I have to say that, because that was a big loss for the Bay Area, you know, rap scene. And, you know, I know a lot of his people, you know, outside of the music business. And, you know, I just want to tell them, you know, keep your heads up. You know, that was a good man, a good soldier in the game for the rap game in the Bay Area. And, you know, it was a big loss. And, you know, hopefully, you know, everything just, you know, gets better from here on. But I know it's hard for people, so just keep your heads up. But, I mean, we just got to keep it moving, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Rest in peace, Killer Keith. Zach, what I'm going to ask you, I'm going to play some of your music, the new tracks that you sent into the show.
Yeah.
But the track that I want to play really quickly here, We Can't Get Enough, that's with you and MDOT. Let's play it.
Yeah, that's crazy that you said that, because that's the next video we're shooting, actually. That's the one I'm talking about. That's the part two.
All right. Let's play
right
that song, and then we'll...
I used to have big hopes, a big dope, big ropes. To be the man in the game was all I wished for. Now I'm in deep, at times wish I was back out. Took a lot of losses, more rebounds than stack out. Trying to ball all summer, winter, fall, spring. Control the game so I can hand it to my offspring. So much on my mind, sometimes I don't show it. Big cuss that I'm growing, we don't buy it, but we grow it. My destiny got the best of me, and man, I can't control it. You perks pulling sucker moves, and man, I can't condone it. But I can show you what the business is. Chopper and a pistol, trying to pick which one they hit you with. I can send you with the thing, cause pick you with, hit you quick and keep the switcher lit. Boy, I'm the little pick, like so cold. Just like my folks, big, big, rocks on my birds, that will make these old bitch.
Holding it down with M. Dot and featuring Banan. All right, Zach, welcome back to the show. want to tell us about that track there?
Yeah, that was a hot one featuring Bar None. You know, shout outs to the Formal Five in Daly City, you know, Frisco, California. You know, those are my partners out there. You know, they got it in on that track. You know, I never even, it's crazy because I never even got in the studio at the same time as him to lace that up, and I never got to meet him in person yet. But I want to shout him out because, you know, one day, you know, actually, you know what, we're supposed to get together on this video, like I said, so hopefully he can make it. You know, that's actually one of the things we're waiting on right now, to know the confirmation on his schedule and see if he's available. And if he is, then this is a go, and that's when I'm going to meet him. So shout out to him. And he's actually a friend of my cousin Junior's, you know. What's up, cousin Junior? Out there in Daly City, too. So, you know.
It's, that was a hot track.
Like, know somebody that knows somebody. But, yeah, that is a hot track. You know, that's that Drake and Eminem and Lil Wayne and Kanye, I believe, are all on that one, that Forever track. So we flipped that one.
All right. I definitely, I got another one of your tracks that I'm going to play, but we just going to get back right into the interview. Now, you have, you got so much going on. It's just like, where do you start? where do you begin? You know, what is it that you want people most to know about your music that you deliver, you know, and what makes your music different than any other music that we're listening to today?
It's definitely original. You know, I mean, I've been a fan of rap and hip hop for so long, and I'm influenced by everything I hear and see, you know, in the game. And it's like I take something from every little part of the timeline in rap. It's like I don't just stay with the current style. Sometimes I'll go back to the old school flow or old school style and kind of bring that into it a little bit, instead of just, you know, trying to be more current than the next person or whatever. And, you know, just whatever sounds good to me. I'm a really good critic of my own stuff and other people's stuff. I really feel like I have a really good ear for music. You know, I really love executive producing projects as well. And I hope to be working with a lot of young artists out of my area to help, you know, put us on the map a little bit and let people know about our area and where we come from. Shout outs to Rebel City 650, where I'm at. And all the artists out here, you know, like Alpha and Omega, you know, my boy Knuckles, you know, he's one of the young artists that, you know, I hope to see doing big things. You know, I got a lot of faith and love, you know, for him and his, what he's doing, his movement. You know, my brother Incognito Gino, I'm always here to help him. You know, I always got love for the whole Head Honchos movement that we got. And, you know, I want to bring everybody with me, you know, when I go. You know, I don't want to be by myself. I want, you know, I'd rather be, you know, broke by myself than rich alone. You know what I mean?
All right.
Or, you know
what?
Whatever.
I love
I'm sorry.
That
I meant,
said
I meant, you know, broke with my homies than rich alone. That's what I meant. You know what I mean?
All right. You know what? I understood what you're saying. You know what? I feel the same way. You know, there's not very many people out there that have hearts like that, you know, that want to bring other people up with them. Everybody want to shine alone. And you know, it kind of gets lonely up shining alone, you know. Everybody needs somebody, and, you know, they need a posse or somebody in their corner, you know. You know, we all got to.
I've never been a greedy person, you know, and I always want to I always want to bring people to, you know, show them the opportunities that I have. And, you know, it's just about hard work. That's what it boils down to, because whoever's working hard is going to be the ones that are noticed. And, you know, there's a select few that could actually, you know, take on that work ethic and really do, you know, big stuff. You know what I mean? And those are the ones that really actually end up doing stuff, you know, they put everything aside. And it's about sacrifice, too, you know, being able to, you know, go and do the things that you have to do and putting everything aside, like, you know, okay, I got to go do this right now, and being able to, you know, manage your time or whatnot. And sometimes that's really hard, you know, when people have families and stuff like that. But it's a sacrifice, like I said. So it's how much you want to sacrifice.
Zach, do you ever see yourself doing any other type of music other than, or can you sing as well? Or is it you just
I ain't never been much of a singer. But, you know, I can definitely write some music. I believe, you know, that if I really wanted to, and I, you know, I had the chance and the time, I could work with, you know, an R&B singer and help them write a project and you know, compose all that. And, really what I want to do besides, you know, stuff like that is get into writing, you know, videos, because I like, you know, the storyboard part of things. And I just want to see my stuff come together, you know, after I write it. I want to see it, like, you know, come alive. And another thing, you know, I want that to grow actually into something to where maybe I can start writing movies and doing short films and then end up doing maybe full length feature films, you know. So, you know, I really want to, like,
that in your
work
future.
On all this. Yeah, yeah.
I could definitely
I'd love
see
to
that
be
in
acting
your...
in a lot of stuff, too, because, I got skills on that end, too, so.
All right, put it out there, you know, because you never know who's listening to this show. I kid you not. Some people have, you know, come back to me saying some, you know, reporting some phenomenal things. You just never know who's listening or who's going to check out the archives.
I'm really ready. Yeah, I'm definitely available and ready for anybody out there that is listening. You know, let me know. Hit me up.
You know, have you taken any, have you done any acting, you know, locally or taken any acting classes?
No, you know, I took it, you know, through school, and I always got, you know, told good things about it by my teachers. You know, they told my parents good stuff and stuff like that. But I never really took it serious through school. It was kind of another thing where, you know, kids going to school where you don't really pay attention, you know, and stuff like that. I just wanted to get through school because it was kind of boring to me, you know. But whatever, you know, I know, you know, that's how it is for smart kids sometimes, you know. I mean, that's kind of what my little son's going through right now, where I know he's smarter than what he's doing, but he's kind of getting some messed up grades, and we're trying to straighten him up a little bit right now and help him out. But
yeah, he's going to be all right.
Zach, too. Shout out to Zach, too, you know. But
Zach,
yeah,
one
you know.
Zach, too.
yeah, well, little Zach, too, man.
Are you teaching him the music industry? Is he, you know, musically inclined yet?
No, you know, to tell you the truth, it's not something I want to push on him because, you know, I'm not one of those parents that tries to push stuff on his kid. So it's like if he wants to get into it, then I figure, you know, I'm here to help him. Of course, I can help him go a long way. But so far he hasn't really showed that he wanted to do music too much. I mean, there's a few things that he talks about doing and stuff, and, you know, hopefully we can do some stuff together. He actually did a verse one time on Stun from My Daddy. He did a 16-bar verse on that beat when he was about 6 years old, and we still have a copy of that. So it's funny, you know. It's funny to listen to
that.
It's great. I mean, he's talented. He's a smart kid, and like I said, you know, I know the bad grades are just because he gets distracted in school, and he's a lot smarter than, you know, the grades are showing, and that's how I was, too. And with the acting, it's the same thing, you know. I mean, now that I'm older, I see what I have and what I could do, and I know I could take it a long way. I haven't actually taken classes or anything like that, but if the opportunities came up, I would definitely be able, you know, to do that, and I would love to, you know what I mean?
All right, y'all hear it over the airwaves. He don't mind being called to act now. You never know when the opportunity is going to come. Zach, take us down the journey of actually putting together a mixtape, because so many people, they don't know what to do, how to do it, what not to do. Tell us a little bit about what process you go through to actually bring together, produce a CD.
Oh, man, the mixtape, that's a really good question. I'm glad you asked me that because this CD here was a really long and hard process, and that's just how it is. And, I mean, you got to get through the obstacles and you got to ride through stuff. You got to sacrifice. And another thing is, you know, you got to put money behind your stuff because you're going to get nowhere. You're going to get what people want to give you if you ask for stuff for free, you know what I mean? You're going to get the short end of the stick. And if you're, you know, you pay people what they want to get for their services, then, of course, you're going to get what you want as well. So from the get-go, I hit up DJ VIP, who's a big DJ out there in L.A. He's actually from the Bay Area, but he's out in L.A. He works with big-name artists, you know, Nipsey Hussle and Keep the Sneak and people that are out in L.A. working. Shout-out to DJ VIP on the turntables. And he put the mix together. We picked out the songs for him. So we went online, you know, or wherever we had to go and found the instrumentals to the song, to the radio songs that we planned on flipping. And we gave them to him. He actually mixed those songs together on the turntables and sent the mix back to us. So when we were in possession of that mix, then we got to, you know, our chance to start writing our material and get in the booth and start actually recording to that. And we did a little bit of that, you know, out here in the East Bay with Royal Flush at H's studio. And we did most of it at MDOT spot at the Beat Cellar. We recorded that whole, did the whole recording process, filled in the gaps to all the instrumentals. And, you know, shout-outs to all the features that are on the whole project, Jules Jones, you know, anybody I missed, you know, that I didn't name tonight already that's on the project, and, you know, I want to shout them out. And, you know, after that, we, you know, we sent it. We sent the mix after we finally got it all mixed, you know, and MDOT did the mixing on that. He put the final touches on it. We sent it out to New York to the DJ, Stunna, out, you know, he works for Power 105 out there in New York, and, you know, he hosted it. So he put his drops in, you know, everywhere he needed to put them, sent his, you know, sent the drops back to us. We placed those into the mix, and then we sent that out to the mastering. And we got the master back. You know, I did the graphics myself because I do, you know, I work the Photoshop real nice. I got a good portfolio. If anybody does need graphic work done, you know, you can also contact me, you know.
All right.
And, you know, I mean, that's pretty much how it was said and done, you know. I put it up on Bandcamp, and there it is. Anybody who hasn't heard it, like I said, you really got to hear it. It's hot. It's current, and, you know, MDOT Brando is a real hot artist out of San Francisco, you know, and he's my co-star on there on almost every joint. And, I mean, it's scorching hot. You really got to hear it, you know. I mean, it's quality music. It's stuff that it's hard to find nowadays because a lot of the game's polluted with a lot of, you know, horrible music, I'm sorry to say. But, you know, that's just how it is sometimes, you know. There's good stuff and there's bad stuff. It depends what you rotate to because, you know, like, people try to say stuff like hip hop's dead, but that I don't really believe in that myself because hip hop is what you find, you know, in hip hop. You know, it's where you look and what kind of stuff you listen to and what you feel to be the real hip hop because real hip hop is still alive, even though you know it's harder to find nowadays. That's all it is, you know.
Absolutely. I want to play another one of your tracks. The reason why I chose this particular track because of the place is coming from, because a lot of times people, when you're rapping or, you know, doing hip hop, people don't always see the passionate side behind the music sometimes. And I chose this dedication to Dear Mama. So we're going to play that one, and then you can tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Went from appreciate you to hate you. If you ask me, they ungrateful because I paid dues without getting any thank yous. And true, if you ahead of me in this game, then I salute you. Because now I understand what you had to go through to do you. Light-skinned women and dark purples grinding through the night under my eyes. I got them dark circles overworked, underpaid, and underrated. Scraping change out the jar for cigars to say it's been hard to understand. See, I learned from the truth. That's who I stayed observing. So I dedicate this to you if you feel that you deserve it. Never been a selfish person. Probably why I only dropped one album. A family defeating, they got the nerve to ask how come. But now I'm closer to my dreams, and though I may have lost some love, never felt closer with my peace. Wanna tell my mother I love you, cause she listens to my music and dreams like I do that one day I'll finally do it.
Can't forget the whole 6-5-0.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network. Stay tuned, and I am your host, Ms. Poetic Key, bringing it to you live in the evening time with a very special guest, Mr. Zach Wum, repping the Bay Area. Welcome back, Zach. You want to take us?
What's up, world? What's up with the D? What's up, Michelle?
Do you want to tell us a little bit about? I really enjoyed listening to that piece, but. What made you want to, you know, this is obviously something that you've written to honor your mom?
Yeah, well, it definitely was, you know, dedication to mom.
So tell us why you had to, you know, put it in music form to, you know, really express this.
I think it just goes back to what I was saying before about, you know, hip-hop and the true elements of hip-hop and just being original and, you know, not always having the same kind of stuff, you know. I mean, hip-hop is a form of expression and, you know, it's what you feel and, you know, I mean, that's what we felt at the time. We felt like, you know, I mean, everybody has a different side to them and, you know, that was kind of a different side to us where we were just letting people know we're real people, you know, we got moms like everyone else and you know, we love you, you know, we love our moms, you know what I mean? Everybody got to love their mom, you know, one way or another, even if, you know, you've had bad times with them or whatever, deep down, you got to love them, you know? So,
absolutely.
I got to say hi to my mom who's listening tonight, you know, Deborah Matthews. I love you, Mom.
That's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring, play that track is because a lot of people in the, you know, people, and you do hear a lot of music that dedicate songs to, you know, their moms and stuff, but, you know, it's very, you know, it's hit and miss. So, you know, it's always important for me to, you know, anybody that's on the show, if you have something like this to allow the world to know that you like you said, you guys are real people. You know how to express your thoughts and your feelings toward people that you love. It's not about just a hard thing or going hard and strong and just about the streets and all of that. You all have a compassionate side, a loving side. And even in the midst of, you know, doing music, you know how to, reflect on that and really communicate that in your music. So that's why I wanted to play that track from you. Mr. Zach Wum in the building!
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and I think that's just, you know, it shows a progression right there, too, is because, you know, when you listen to my earlier stuff, it's kind of like, you know, you can tell that we've come a long way with the music, you know, when you hear that song there, because, like you said, it's a way that we were letting people know, you know, some of our feelings and stuff, and that might have been harder to do earlier on when you're coming out fresh, you know, as a young buck in the game or whatever, you know.
Share with our listening audience, everything that you want them to know about Zach Wum. And where you're aiming to go next. Share with us, you know, what's on the, you know, next scale for you. We know that you got the videos coming up, but, you know, as far as your overall life, what do you plan on being from this point on to, you know, perhaps next year? What do you want to see yourself doing?
I'm a hard worker, and I want to take what comes with that, and you know I want to take on a lot of work. I sometimes take on too much stuff on my plate, and you know I can't say it really backfires because I always end up handling things one way or another, but sometimes it gets a little congested and stuff in my schedule and whatnot, and you know it's hard for my family to understand that sometimes, but, you know, like I said, it's about sacrifice, and they understand that, and they understand my passion and drive for the music, and you know, they sometimes have to just sit back and watch me go because I just go, you know what I mean? And like I said, you know, I plan to be in a lot bigger places. You know, I really feel like, you know, I'm reaching out to New York with a lot of big artists out there and stuff like that. You know, I really got to shout out Black Tears Entertainment, my boy Black Tears out there. You know, Joe Black, who's a big producer out there, you know, he hooked me up with a lot of people. They came out here, and, you know, my boy Michael Smith, him and they had brought him out here. They brought Red Cafe out here, man, and, you know, back a couple months ago, they brought him to Monterey to perform at a show out there, and I hooked up with them in person. We had been talking on Facebook and whatnot, and, you know, Fresh, you know, Fresh 1204, who is a company out there in New York, my partner Fresh runs, and Joe Black had brought, you know, and Joe Gianni from Gianni Records out there in New York. I want to shout them all out. They had brought Red out here to perform, and, you know, I hooked up with them out at the Hippodrome in Monterey, and, you know, we talked a little bit in person, got to meet them in person, you know, shake hands, kick back, you know, show them the Cali, you know, show them how we did it in Cali a little bit, and, you know, send them home, you know, show them a lot of love when they was out here, and they always remembered that, and they're good people, so I stay in direct contact with them, and I have been the whole time, and you know, it's been transpiring with some big things because, you know, Joe Black, and, you know, I really feel like New York is a good market for my music because they're more receptive to, you know, I'm more into the, you know, hip-hop and lyricism and depth in what you're saying and stuff like that, and it seems to hit more out there, and I get a good audience out there, and I got a little wave created out there, so, you know, shout out to my whole New York family out there, you know, we wavy, you know, that's how we do it in New York, you know what I mean, but, of course, I'm from Cali, from repping the Bay, but, you know, I just want to shout everybody out that is listening to my music out there, and, you know, I plan to be out there next year. I'm trying to schedule some studio time right now with my partner Comedy out there, who's out in New York, actually, too. He's from the Bay, but he's actually out in New York, and hopefully we can do a collaboration album out in New York at one of the studios out there. I hopefully can plan out to fly out there for maybe a week or so, do a whole album and, you know, maybe a collaboration album with him depending on the situation and, you know, fly back and just to get a different sound, you know, a different scenery and stuff like that. That's something that I'm hoping to, you know, hook up and have going.
All right. You know what? This is so exciting to hear. Just it's just everything that's coming out of your mouth is movement, progression. And that's awesome because you got an intended plan. You got a plan, and you're working that plan to the fullest. You know, I've talked to so many people that, you know, they want to do things, but they don't put the passion behind it. And you're putting the passion behind it. What keeps you moving? What gives you that drive?
I think, like I said, I mean, you know, it's just my love for the music and my faith in myself. And, you know, I really believe I have a lot of stuff that is original that people haven't brought to the game that I can bring to the game. And I could still open a lot of ears and get people that maybe aren't even interested in rap. I can, you know, people sometimes listen to my stuff and they're like, oh, that's, you know, that's good. And they'll start listening to my stuff, you know. And it's crazy to have that appeal to people to where, like, you could change their whole opinion on a genre, you know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of people I know, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, artists and everybody know a lot of people. And you know, not everybody likes the same kind of stuff, but, I mean, when they know me, then I'm always in their ear trying to at least play it for them and, you know, let them hear it. And, you know, sometimes I get that, you know, where somebody will want some of my music after they never even thought they would, you know. So it's a big thing to do that, you know.
All right, Zach, we have 11 more minutes remaining in the show. I guess we have a caller that wants to say something. Are you open for comments?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course, yeah.
All right.
What's that? Let's talk.
Caller from the 314 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and our featured guest for this evening, Mr. Zach Wan. Who do we have on the air? Caller from the 314, you're on the air. All righty. Okay.
I'm with you.
Oh, we sorry if we kind of startled you, but feel free to call in. We do have time for you to say your comments, so we'll just check back with you in a few minutes. Okay. All righty. Well, maybe they decided they wanted to say something and then just chickened out or something.
Yeah, prank call.
But nevertheless, we're going to keep the interview going. Like, you know, we have 10 more minutes. I just want to send a quick shout out to everyone that's hanging out with us in the chat room. Phase Poetry, guest 27937, 29639, 29660, May Claire, Shanice Marie, and the host of people that's hanging out on the switchboard that's tuned in. We so appreciate your presence here, listening in to the candid interview with Mr. Zach Wan, repping the Bay Area. All right,
yes,
Zach,
thank
we,
you
know
all.
What?
Thank you all for listening.
Definitely.
We certainly do have a lot of people hanging out on the switchboard. So if you guys want to call them, let me quickly remind you of the number. It's 917-932-8881. Please don't feel shy. We embrace you all in love.
All in support.
All right. Well, Zach, you know, it's just amazing to be able to what parting words or what do you want to leave with us before we wrap everything up with us? What do you, you know, how do you want people to follow you? Shout out all your pages, because I definitely want people to buy your music, your new mixtape. It's very reasonable pricing. You got to get that Real Life Soprano Volume 2. The mob, it's the mob take with Zach One, co-star M. Dot Brando. You know,
yes,
you,
ma'am.
It's very
you got it
reasonable.
Right on point. Yes, and I also, you know, I have more music available on iTunes. If anybody wants to check that out, I have 3 other albums available up there. So go ahead and check that out, Zach One on iTunes. And you know, if anybody has a computer but they don't have enough money to download a CD, you know, right now, then you can also go to datpiff.com, and I have 3 albums up there available for free. So go ahead to feel free to enjoy, you know, that free music. It's, you know, nothing worse about the quality than the other ones. It's the same kind of quality, but it's just for free, something I did for my listeners and fans and followers. Speaking about ways to follow me, you know, I'm big on the Facebook. If anybody wants to follow the you know, Zach One Movement, man, please feel free to add the artist page, like that, put that in your artist likes. ZAK1, that's all you got to look for, and I'm up there, you know, 800-something likes. So go ahead and let's get to 1,000 at least, and then 2 after that, and 3 and 4 and 5, and keep pushing. And then if you want to follow me on Twitter, I have at @OfficialZach1. You know, I'm also starting to step my Twitter game up a little bit, trying to, you know, get that whole game down because it's a little strange to me, but, you know, I got it. but what else? You know, I don't think anybody, you know, Facebook, RIP, I mean, RIP in MySpace, you know, I would give you my links to that, but I don't even think anybody checks that out anymore. I got the email, you know, like I said, if anybody wants to contact me for business, you know, through my company, The Core, shout outs to The Core, the team. You can hit me at thecorestudio@gmail.com, studio singular, not plural, and The Core, C-O-R-E, so thecorestudio@gmail.com in case anybody want to hit me. But that's pretty much all my links, my free music, my music for sale, and also my YouTube page is Zach1RWC, and I have all my videos and, you know, a lot of my featured stuff. You know, I favorite all the anything I find on YouTube that I'm featured on or anything. So I have most everything that I'm featured on, you know, as far as videos go, on my YouTube page there. So you can also check that out.
All right. We definitely want to make sure that we check out all of Zach's links, and as well as, let me correct that, Zach One. All right. I want to get that correct because there's a whole lot of Zachs, but there's only one Zach One.
Yeah, right on.
I want to make sure they have your ZachOne.bandcamp.com with your music on there for sales as well. Make sure you guys check that out. Awesome tracks on there. There's quite a bit of tracks on there that you guys would definitely enjoy. I had an opportunity to listen to every last one of them.
Oh, good. I'm
you
glad
know,
you
just
did.
Like going on.
Yeah.
But it's just been such an amazing, you know, journey to have you back on the show and learn that, you know, what you're
wait,
doing.
I cannot wait to get with you in person. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But I'm just excited because I really want to see him in person, too, and get to, you know, one of those functions going out there in the D like he was talking about. So,
absolutely. We definitely going to make sure you get to the D, you know, no matter what. So, because we definitely want to, you know, have you unleash on stage in the presence of people in the Detroit area. So we got to make that happen. We just got to coordinate everything, and we're going to make it happen. But, you know, I just want to say, Zach, thank you for being such a wonderful, wonderful guest here on the Poetic Energy Network station. You're always welcome to come back. And I want to make sure that we support you 110%. We got to give a little bit more because it's a a wonderful thing to see somebody and be passionate about something and go and, you know, follow through with that passion. And not only that, produce quality music. And everything that I've seen of yours and, you know, even the videos is just, you know, top notch. And so, you know, who wouldn't want to support somebody that, you know, really wants to deliver greatness to the people, you know, because that's important.
Definitely, you know, and I hope it's just a bigger push and a bigger to do bigger things, you know, later on down the line so I can really show people, like, how big my ideas are.
Yes, absolutely. Anything more you want to share with the people before we release the mic?
No, you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you to everybody who listened tonight. You know, like I said, shout out to my whole New York team, my team at home, the core, and, you know, everybody listening, you know, my family, my two daughters, Chloe and Violet, and my son, Zach, too, my mom's and my wife, Leah, and, you know, my partners, JC and Rick, listening in, you know, my partner, Dio, Will D, you know what I mean, and anybody else that's listening and, you know, has got love for the movement, please spread the word, you know, let people know that, you know, I will be wherever you want me to be. If you're demanding my music, I will find a way to get to you, get my music to you. You know, hopefully I can be, you know, a lot more places and be traveling with this music and getting it in people's ears a little bit more and letting people know about what we're doing, you know. So we're just trying to bring that quality stuff.
Absolutely. We definitely have a lot of people showing, you know, support tonight because you have like a ton of people on the switchboard. Switchboard is filled to capacity. We have a lot of love showing in the chat room. So yeah, I just want to say we certainly appreciate you guys coming out to the show and just really showing your support for our featured guest, Mr. Zach Juan, repping the Bay Area, bringing you some good music. I want to make sure that we repeat that again, all of his information. Make sure you visit zach1.bandcamp.com to, you know, check out some of his music, purchase, support his music. You know, it's a very reasonable price. You know, it only costs $5 for the digital album. You know, what is $5? You know, just to support somebody that's, you know, producing great, great music. I got my music. I don't know about you guys, but go
right.
Ahead and support my boy.
Yeah, I love you.
All of you people under the sound of my voice.
yeah. See, you know, you can tell right there. I love you for that support. You know I do.
And you make sure you guys check out his fan page on Facebook. You know, he told you under Zach Juan, so make sure you check that out. I will be sharing that link again, so make sure you guys from my side get over there and like his page. He's trying to get up to, you said, 2,000?
I'm at 800 and I believe 15 right now, so I'd like to see 1,000. That'd be a nice push, you know, and then get, you know, keep growing on that, so. You know, I remember when we first started it, my mom actually told me to start that page. And I remember when we was trying to get people, we were, you know, 30, 40 people. And, you know, it's grown up to 800 people. So, I mean, shout out to everybody that's following me on there. You know, I got much love for all my followers. And, you know, hopefully we can all meet one day or you can see me perform live at least. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to make that happen. But I hear the Blog Talk Radio thing saying 90 seconds, but, you know, but it's been just a great pleasure having you on the show, Zach. I'm so glad that we got an opportunity to catch up with what you're doing. You're doing great things out there. We're so proud of you. We support you here on the Poetic Energy Network station, all of our hosts on behalf of all of our hosts. We so appreciate you. You're part of the extended family, so we always welcome you with open arms, and we definitely going to make sure you get out here in the D. And, you know, one of our hosts here is repping the New York area. You know, we got various hosts from all over the places, so we're going to get some connections going, whether it's from New York, from Detroit, New Jersey. We repping Florida here on our station also, so. We'll make it happen, you know, with some,
yes,
some fellowship going on.
Shout out to the whole station. Thank you all for the love and support, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, since you've been on the show last, we've grown to, you know, definitely 6 new hosts that I have on the network now. So we're ripping a lot of... All right, with that being... I'm sorry.
I know, I just said you're working hard.
All right, Mr. Zach, thank you so much, my dear friend. We love you, we appreciate you, and we're going to take it out with your track again. We can't get enough. All right. Good night, all. God bless. And we'll see you next time here on the Poetic Energy Network station with me, Miss Poetic E. Love you.
I used to have big hopes, a big dope, big ropes. To be the man in the game was all I wished for. Now I'm in deep at times, wish I was back out. Took a lot of losses, more rebounds than stack out. Trying to walk all summer, winter, fall, spring. Control the game so I can hand it to my offspring. So much on my mind, sometimes I don't show it. Big push that I'm growing, we don't buy it, but we grow it. My destiny got the best of me, a man I can't control it. You perks, pulling, stuck a movie, man, I can't condone it. But I'ma show you what the business is. Chopper and a pistol, trying to pick which one to hit you with. I can sense you what you think, cause quick you lift, hit you quick and keep the pistol lit. Boy, I'm the little pick. Like so cold, just like my boss.
Number? You just call it?
Hello?